Good morning, guys. I'm Nick Baker. I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And it's amazing what God is doing right now and how he's having us focused on his kingdom. This Sunday evening, Danny Gokey's going to be at Goodwill Church. It's amazing that God is having me focus on the people with disabilities to start an organization called Hope for the Disabled. They are 9 churches involved now. They are going to be working with me on this to break the power of darkness and to shatter the power of Lucifer, Satan, and how he is mistreating people with disabilities and how unfairly the state of New York is treating these people. I'd like to read Psalm 52. It is important to understand what David is talking about in this, in the book of Psalms, and how he is talking about the wickedness of people. Knowing how evil the government is, and how the government is treating the handicapped people and the elderly people as well. If you have Bibles with you, turn with me to the book of Psalm, chapter 52. And it's starting at verse 1. It says, "Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place, and uproot you from the land of the living." Shalah. "The righteous also shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, saying, here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, even strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it, and in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good." You see what David is talking about here? And how evil these people are? You have to get the church involved, ladies and gentlemen. Get the church involved in these organizations. Get them involved and start one. And get the church involved in taking care of people with disabilities and teaching them and showing them not to focus on the disabilities. Listen to me carefully for those who are listening to this podcast. What I just read to you in the book of Psalms 52, it's important to understand what Satan is doing to these people and what he's doing to you and what he's doing to your family. You have a sheriff's coordinator who is a minion of the enemy. She is lying to you. She's making promises that she would get you into a program that would help you find a job. She's lying to you. You're not going anywhere. Believe me, I've been there, done that, ladies and gentlemen. I've been there. She's lying to you. Go to Independent Support Services, and I'll give you the website. That is ISS.NY, because it's important to understand what the enemy's doing. ISS.NY.org. Actually, ISSNY.org. That is the website for Independent Support Services. And give this woman, Joanne Buttonoff, a call. And because she is going to be promoted by God to be a care coordinator. Ask for Joanne Buttonoff, and she will help you get to where you need to be in life to fulfill your destiny in the kingdom of Christ. Joanne knows what she's doing. She's a woman of words. That's what God is saying to me right now. And she's going to be a woman of her word, and she's going to keep her promises, and she's going to follow up with her clients, with families who are in services through Hope for the Disabled. It's amazing what God is doing. Joanne is being used by God to do this, ladies and gentlemen. Call her. Call Joanne Buttonoff. ISSNY.org. That is our website. And please contact Joanne. And it's important what the enemy's doing. And because the enemy is trying to corner you. He has you cornered. As he had me cornered. But I broke the chains. I broke that chain because I called Joanne, and I called Independent Support Services, said, Joanne, get me out of this situation. Get me out of the kingdom of darkness. And she did. She got me out of it. And she will do the same for you. Because why? Because she keeps her promises, and she's going to help you get where you need to be in the kingdom of God. Because she is going to minister to you, and she ministered to me. And she is ministering to me right now. And it's amazing. Knowing that you are not a child of God, Joanne is going to prophesy over you. She's going to lead you to Christ. She led me to Christ. She did. She led me to Christ. She took a young man who was a basket case and turned that young man from inside out and changed my life. She did. And she's going to do the same for you. Joanne is going to change your life forever. There's another scripture I want to read to you this morning before I close. Last week I read to you the book of Isaiah 57. This morning I want to read what Jesus says about evil. Turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. Chapter 13. Starting at verse 37. And want to go down to verse I want to read verse 52. It says right here, "And he answered and said to them, He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the word is the world. The good seed are the son of the kingdom, but the tares of the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offered and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be a wailing and gnashing of teeth." It's amazing what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about the enemy. And God has me focused on this right now this morning. Why? Because he wants you to hear the truth, the gnashing of teeth. Revelation 20 says the same thing. And it's important to understand what the enemy wants you to hear. Not what you need to hear, but what you want to hear. That's what these false prophets like Joel Osteen, Kenneth Copeland, T.D. Jakes, Joyce Meyer, all of them want you to hear the lies of the enemy. Stop listening to these false prophets. Benny Hinn, he's another one. He's a coward who doesn't tell the truth. All of these false prophets are cowards. That's what Jesus said. These false prophets are cowards. And they are. And that's the truth. And you're going to church and listening to a false prophet lie to you and not hear the truth of the gospel. Verse 43 says, "The righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Verse 45 says, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls." It's amazing what Jesus is talking about. He's talking about all this and that is about to come to pass. He is. He's talking about what's going to happen. These prophecies are fulfilling. They are coming to pass. They're coming to life. They're unfolding in front of your eyes right now. Don't what President Trump is doing right now is amazing. He recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He poked the tariffs of the he poked the nuclear deal from North Korea and South Korea. It's amazing what God is doing through Donald Trump. And people are not liking it. Why? Because he cut off the enemy's timeline. Verse 46 says, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind. What does Jesus mean about gathering every kind? Every fish that goes into that net. That's what Jesus is saying. Verse 48 says, which, when it was full, they drew to shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. He's saying, to take that bad fish that is no good and toss it back into the sea. It's like catch and toss. Verse 49 says, so it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just. Verse 50 says, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus repeats gnashing of teeth and casting them into the furnace of fire, meaning the lake of fire. Verse 51 says, Jesus said to them, have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes, Lord. Verse 52 says, then he said to them, therefore, every scribe and instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure things new and old. It's amazing what Jesus is talking about right here. In closing, I want you to focus on what is important for you. Don't feel sorry for yourself because you have a disability. Praise God. Praise Jesus for it. Praise Jesus for the way you were born. It's all that matters is to praise Jesus. Listen to me carefully. When you praise Jesus and you follow him, you're going to see the difference in your life. You will. You will see the difference in your life by focusing on him and him only. Listening to him and him only, not the enemy. I'm going to close in prayer. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for those who are listening to this podcast and those who are afraid of the government and what the government is about to do. Father, I just ask that you lead them to the cross and lead them to Christ, knowing that and how much you love them. Not focus on their disability, but to focus on their ability, knowing that you are able. You are able to fulfill their destiny, fulfill their dreams, fulfill their goals, to become the person that they want to become. Each individual that is listening to this podcast this morning will be your child. Your children are crying out to you, Jesus. Listen to their cries. Listen to them right now, Jesus. They're crying out to you. Because they're lost. They're trapped. I don't know what the next step is. And it's in your name, Jesus. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to lead you into prayer. And this prayer is going to change your life forever. Repeat this prayer after me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Make me whole with you as you're whole with your Father. Help me have a healthy relationship. Help me have a relationship with you, Jesus. Help me see my future. Help me teach my children to fulfill their dreams. Help me find a suitable services for my children. In your name. Amen. You pray that prayer, you're born again Christian. You're going to see a difference in your life. When you hear that small, still voice, that soft, still voice lying to you, ignore them. And it's all that matters. God bless you and thank you for listening.